Sagt die Gemara, Rabbi Dashen is psukim to teach many halachas regarding a din Torah. These halachas are, he dashens many drushes, the dashen that Bezdin may send a messenger to summon the defendant, to court, also that the parties must be summoned to court in Ganson, that the defendant must be told that he is to appear before a judge who is a great man, that he is told who the plaintiff is, that a court date has to be set for him, if he doesn't show up, we give him a second date for a second chance, and if the defendant berates the messenger may tell Bezdin what was said, and it's not considered to be Lashon Hara. The Gemara also then provides a psukim that are the source for the following halachas. That a person who doesn't show up to Bezdin gets put into Shamta, which is a lower level of Chayim. A person being put in Shamta must be told that it was a great man who decided to do so. Also, that if the person does not correct his ways, he's put into the higher level of Chayim. One may not eat, drink, or go within four amas of someone who's in Chayim. That we also, that we publicly announce the Avera that the person did that caused him to be put in Chayim. That Bezdin may even make the person's possessions Hefker. That Bezdin should do what they must do to get the person to see that he's wrong, including fighting with him, cursing him, hitting him, tearing out his hair, and making him swear that he will not do that again. Also, a pasuk that we give a person malchus for not listening, and we do hardafa, which according to Rav means that we put him in the lighter chayim, then do that again after 30 days, and then put him in the stricter chayim after 60 days. According to Rav Chista, means that we do this on a Monday, the following Thursday, and the following Monday. And even that is only done for monetary cases, but when being done for dishonoring the Torah, Talmud Chacham, he's immediately put into a full chayim. Versus the mice, a certain butcher once dishonored Rav Tuvi Bar Masna, and Abai and Rav, therefore put him into chayim. The butcher then went and appeased Rav Tuvi. Abai was uncertain what to do. On the one hand, he had not yet been in chayim for 30 days. On the other hand, the rabbanon needed to be able to transact with his butcher. He needed to buy meat. So Rav Bar Oven told him, Rav Tachlif Bar Avimi, in the name of Shmuel, said that just as he was put into chayim, he may be taken out. Abai told him that's only true regarding monetary matters. However, when the chayim was put into a place for dishonoring Torah, it must remain in place for 30 days. We can see from here that Abai holds that if a bezin puts someone in chayim, another bezin may not come along and free him from that chayim. This is actually a question that was asked. The Gemara brought a brisa which suggests that another bezin cannot free the first bezin's chayim. The brisa brings the shita of Shimon Gamliel that if one of the rabbanim who instituted the chayim died, the chayim can never be removed. Amemar said the halacha is that a later bezin may remove the chayim of another bezin. Rashi asked, the brisa said that another bezin cannot remove the chayim. Amemar said that the brisa means that you need three rabbanim to free the chayim instituted by that one rav. One alone is not enough. Brisa says, Chayim is always for a minimum of 30 days, and Nezifa, where one disrespected a Rebbe and is rebuked, that lasts for 7 days. Rav Chisda said, our Chayim in bubbles like Nezifa in Eretz Yisrael, which itself is 7 days. In fact, we find that Vakapari held a period of Nezifa for 30 days for having disrespected Rebbe, and Rav Chia similarly held a 30-day period of Nezifa for having disrespected Rebbe. Rav says, the Nezifa for disrespecting the Navi is more severe, the Nasi, I'm sorry, is more severe, and therefore it has to last for 30 days. How long is the period of Nezifa in Bavel? So it's for 1 day. Like we find that Ma'ukva did when he disrespected Shmuel. This is also seen in the story where Talmud Chacham felt disrespected by a woman, and she was told that she should conduct herself in the Nezifa for 1 day. Mar says this is also seen from an incident that took place when Zutra Bar Tuvia asked Rabbi Yehuda a question on a pasuk that says that these are Dava's last words. He asked, what are his earlier words? If these are his last, what were his earliest words? When Rabbi Yehuda didn't answer, he asked it again, and this upset Rabbi Yehuda. When he realized this, that he upset Rabbi Yehuda, even though it was unknowingly and unintentionally, still Zutra conducted himself in the Nezifa for 1 day. In fact, Mar, what were Taka Dava's earlier words? When we say later words, what were his quote-unquote earlier words? Mar says it was where David sang at the time of Shaul's downfall. Hashem told him that was very wrong, because Shaul was a tremendously great man. David later said that he was mistaken, he was shagoyon, for singing about Cush ben Yamini, referring to Shaul. Why was he called Cush? Mar says, just like a person from Cush has very dark skin and stands out, so too Shaul stood out because of his impeccable deeds. We find that Tzipora, Moshe's wife, was referred to as Cush for the same reason, as was Tzidkiyahu, and as was Klal Yisrael. Although that for Klal Yisrael was that they stood out for not good reasons, but the same idea that they were called Cush because they stood out. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, in the name of Rav Yonasan, Darshan the Pasuk to teach that David established the benefit of tshuva. The Gemara Darshan the Pasuk to teach that tzaddikim rule, quote-unquote, over Hashem, meaning that Hashem allows them to annul his decrees. Rav Yavohu Darshan the Pasuk to teach that David's greatness was that he always sat on the floor when teaching Torah and never on a higher level than the Talmidim. The Pasuk then teaches that his reward for doing so was that Hashem allowed him to annul decrees and said that he will be the leader of the Ovois in Olam Haba. The Pasuk teaches that when learning, he would sit like a worm, meaning in a showing of humility, and yet when he went to war, he would stand up straight like a stick. The Pasuk then teaches that David would kill 800 people with one arrow. He was upset that why couldn't he kill 1,000 people with one arrow, which is what Pasuk is mashma, that someone that a great tzaddik can do. Abasal came forth and said, the shortfall from 1,000 to 800 was only due to his Avera with Bathsheba.